Again, I appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. Kate, one of the reasons that I reached out is because I've seen some interviews that you had done, and it really got me thinking because we've got a rather large data center just to the north of us, about 40 miles. And there's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of people talking, and I've been following this and kind of learning what I can. And what I'm seeing is that there are two very different sides to this, to these data centers and to the issue as a whole. And some people are very, you know, adamant that that they're positive, and there's others that are talking about all of the concerns with health and with power and water. And I wanted to get your opinion on some of these issues from a more middle of the road perspective, and what good can be taken away, but also what are some of the negative components and aspects of a data center as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely. So, there's a lot to factor. So of course, you're thinking about energy consumption, water consumption, land use, and how that might impact either your grid or water infrastructure.
But we are seeing the effects of housing and hotel costs and things like that going up, and a pretty big influx of people moving into the area for the building process. That is one thing that we're definitely seeing here early on.
Yeah, so, right, that's right. We've seen economic studies in the Great Lakes states, so not South Dakota, but I assume this part would be pretty similar, which is 4 out of the 5 jobs regarding data centers are for construction. And then, and that could last, 1.5 years, maybe a little longer. And then the operational or ongoing jobs are only about 1/5 of the jobs. Those tend to be more like security, maintenance. There'll be some IT jobs, not a ton. It doesn't take a lot of people to keep a data center running, but depending on how big the economy is already, I don't want to say that it's insignificant. So depending on, if you have a couple hundred jobs for a huge data center, that could be a really big deal for a small community as long as they hired locally. So that can definitely be a pro, as long as people go in eyes wide open, that most of the jobs are construction and, only around 1/5 are ongoing. Go ahead.
No, it feels very similar to me, like how what we've seen here in the plains, very flat and, open lands and so on that aren't, especially on the eastern side of the Dakotas, not a lot of hills or mountains and things like that. And so we see wind farms, we see a lot of these things. And over the years, we've seen a big coal boom in Gillette, Wyoming, and so on. And now you drive past there and you see these concrete paddocks where the man camps were built, had such a huge influx. And recently, Watford City, that kind of area of North Dakota up near Canada, a huge oil boom, they couldn't keep products on shelves in stores or anything for a couple of years, and then it just got shut off, and they have the empty buildings and so when you say to go into it with your eyes wide open, people need to be aware that these are not necessarily long-term jobs, and that a portion of them are, but they're a little bit more specific to the security aspect and so on.
Yeah, that's right. The majority of the jobs associated with data centers are to get them built in the first place. And they won't, for those jobs, they're pretty specific jobs. They're, electricians, they're like laying pipes and stuff. And so they tend to hire folks who already have those skills versus teaching local people to have the jobs. That's not always true. That's another good question to ask is where will you be hiring all these construction workers? But I think your point about the boom and bust that we've seen with natural gas in North Dakota too, right? Mm-hmm. Or you said, in Gillette with coal, it is something to think about. How the infrastructure, just like the local economic infrastructure, can either support that boom and benefit from it, or will it just be a strain on local folks who live there? So I think these are all great questions to be asking, both of county and state leadership and also the data center developers. I know my family's from North Dakota, so I know what you're saying about the same thing happened with natural gas. So,
you know, it's interesting because the community of Allendale, which is, again, just across the border from South Dakota to the north of our community here in Aberdeen, it's a small community. For them to see the as a housing, childcare, obviously stores and, you know, those kinds of things are seeing a huge influx, bars, restaurants, those kinds of things. But housing and childcare have been one of the things, you know, one of the concerns that I've heard a lot about, and where a lot of people are finding places in Aberdeen and driving back and forth, because Aberdeen's significantly larger than Allendale. But so that's one of the things, again, that we're seeing early on. But I also wanted to talk with you a little about and you touched on it, but the water and the power that is needed. And water, one of the things that this particular one, the one that's built, they're continuing to add on to it and make it bigger, where they are going to be introducing a water system or a cooling system. But right now, it's an air-cooled system for the smaller portion that at the beginning. When I hear people that are on the side of the data centers or are proponents of it, they talk about closed-loop water systems and how they won't take up nearly as much water as people think, and is something that is, you know, that they're trying at different places more and more as these are being developed. Is that, as on its face, as positive as it sounds and looks? Is there something more to that? Is it something like it takes more power, for example, to run that loop? Or you know what I mean? Like, is there a negative that can be taken away or should be aware of, rather than just here's the shiny, you know, the nice part of this is a closed loop, but there's a few details that we aren't told about. So
that's a really good question. So yes, the closed loop will use less water at the data center, but closed loop means there's going to use more electricity to keep things cool. So there's a trade-off between energy and water. And so if you use less water, you have to use more electricity. If that electricity comes from a power plant, such as natural gas, that also uses evaporative cooling, that also uses thermoelectric, which ends up evaporating water as well, the net amount of water drawn from that system might be just as much as if you had water cooling at the data center. So trying to say that more succinctly, so you have to look at the whole system, because both the water consumption at the data center and the water consumption at the source of power, if you use less water at the data center, you're drawing more electricity, which could result in more water consumption at the power source. So it really has to, you have to kind of take like a systems perspective in order to get the full picture.
Interesting. And I wondered about that, because I thought, okay, closed loop, that sounds great, but there's got to be a catch. Yeah. There's got to be something more to it.
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, you know, does go back again to the electric costs. You know, obviously that if you're in that area and on that power grid, you're going to see some increases. Now, one of the concerns that I've heard about and kind of read about nationwide is the amount of power that is being used. Of course, it makes sense that it would depend on the size of the data center. But in some of these instances, from what I'm seeing, they can use the amount of power that, you know, 50,000, 100,000 homes would use in annually. If we're seeing that, again, I would imagine that the size of the center itself would have a lot to do with that, or would be one of the major parts that determines how much power is used or needed. But to your knowledge, is there a way that the developers are coming up with ways that it's using less power, or how is that going to be offset by the, well, maybe, and honestly, that maybe that's a better question for the politicians. But how is that increase going to be offset, or can it be, by the data center itself?
Yeah, so you've touched on lots of different factors here. So, so there's lots of factors that go into, and I don't know the specific policies in South Dakota, sorry, in terms of like, if you have a public utilities commission that helps oversee the electrical commission, or I'm sorry, the electric utilities in the state or not. But so first let's talk about how it may or may not impact rates for everyday electricity consumers. So when you come in and you're a large load user, someone who knows they're going to use a lot of electricity, that you ask for an interconnection request to get onto the grid, and then you also negotiate the price of electricity that you'll pay, right? Mm-hmm. The rest of us just pay what the price is according to the utility, which is usually overseen by a public utility commission to make sure that there's, you know, not price gouging or that, you know, it's as fair as possible. But they can negotiate, you know, like decent or better prices for electricity. And or some more states are passing bills that are saying, okay, if you're going to use us so much electricity, you also need to pay for whatever upgrades to our electrical grid or maybe new power stations or et cetera, so that the price of those increased upgrades don't get passed on to everyday consumers. So those are some models we've seen coming up that will kind of help with not passing on higher electricity rates to normal folks. There's also some of the big tech companies, I know at least Microsoft and Anthropic have said, for when we put in data centers, we're going to pay for what it costs to upgrade the grid that gets impacted. So I think they're starting to understand that people are not happy with costs being passed on to them. However, you know, there's a bunch of big tech companies that have public relations they have to consider, right? Like they're well-known entities. And so they realize they need to step up in this space. But there's a lot of developers there's way more data centers that are built by developers that you wouldn't necessarily recognize. It's not like Microsoft, right? And so there's a little bit less pressure on them, I think, from public perspective to be making statements like that or promises like that. So,
because that was it. And my question was, who's paying for the utilities? Is it the companies? And you answered that. And does that also include maintenance? And how generally, as you've seen with other data centers, do they, when they do this and put the power plant and put the money and labor and so on into making it what they need, is it maintained by them too for an extended period of time? Or is it sort of like, okay, we built it, that we took that expense, now the rest is up to you? Or how does that usually go in what you've seen?
Yeah, it depends on, so there's a couple approaches. Like if they make promises or deals with the electric utility saying, okay, we're coming in, we're going to be a big user. We realize that there needs to be upgrades to the electrical infrastructure, and we're going to give you money to do that, then that still is under the jurisdiction of the utility. And so they will be the ones who have to maintain it. And those costs do get, the maintenance costs, I would presume, would get spread out across all of their consumers.
Okay.
However, there's also some data centers where they say, we are going to build a power plant. Let's just assume it's like a natural gas power plant right next to our data center, and it's going to be ours. It's going to be independent of the grid, and it doesn't impact necessarily the public utility or the grid overall. So in that sense, the data center truly does own and operate and maintain that power plant that's co-located right there. So it depends on who owns the power plant. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Another question that I've seen some things about, especially early on, as time has gone on, I've seen fewer articles, fewer concerns raised, but there have been some concerns about health issues that have arisen, particularly that I've seen about weakness of bones and teeth and things like that. That is that anything that you have seen too when it comes to these data centers? Are there any studies that have been done or anything like that that you might be aware of that have a detrimental effect to the health of the people that live near these facilities?
No, that sounds like maybe a misconception about data centers. So the actual data center itself, there's no particular reason to think that it would be harmful to anyone. It's just a bunch of computers in a huge warehouse with, you know, really, really specific cooling and electrical and security and networking stuff. So yeah. None of that is, there's no reason to think that would be harmful to anyone.
I'm glad that you answered it, because then that's why I brought it up, is that, you know, anything that is to be concerned about, because it is something that floats around. And it's great to hear you say, yeah. You know, that is a misnomer, and that it isn't, you know, because that's, you know, what we're trying to do is sort out in this day and age of miscommunication and misinformation, it can get a little confusing. So
absolutely.
It's great to hear that isn't something that has been a concern or is, you know, something that we should be concerned about. So good to hear.
No, but there is one health issue I would like to raise, and it really is dependent on how their data centers are setting up their backup power. So data centers, often they're connected to the grid, right? Or as I said before, they have their own power source, but they have to have a backup source of power too, because if they lose electricity for even a second, everything gets messed up. So they have backup power, and sometimes they even have more, that they have like backup to their backup. It's like so important for them to always be running. So the common backup power at data centers are diesel generators. So these are just what you would expect. You know, they make electricity by burning diesel, and depending on how which diesel generators you have, some are cleaner than others, but they do put off emissions like particulate matter that's not healthy to breathe, different nitrogen oxides, for example, that are not healthy to be breathing. And so that's the major health concern I think people should just pay attention to when it comes to data centers, is how often are they using those diesel generators, for example. And are they monitoring the air quality nearby so that if people are living near it, they're not breathing too much of that stuff?
Right. Okay. So, I mean, we're largely agricultural based around here. And I mean, diesel is no strange commodity. Yep. I mean, we know, right. Our tractors and so on, you know, so we're yeah. pretty familiar with. I mean, is it that much more output than what you say farm equipment would put out, that it, you know, it's enough anyway that it's a concern?
It depends on if it's concentrated. So like,
okay.
I mean, you know, like when you breathe the stuff from a tractor, like it's nasty, but it also, if you walk away or you keep driving and it goes behind you, then you don't have that much exposure.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's it's not healthy. It's not, no matter where you're burning diesel, whether it's a tractor or a generator, it's not going to be good to breathe it in. But it's a matter of like how concentrated it is. If you have dozens of diesel generators lined up and you're running them, then that could rise to levels that are unhealthy to be around. And or like if you have neighborhoods, it sounds like this is kind of out in the farmland and not necessarily next to houses, but if it were and you just kind of had those emissions blowing by your neighborhood frequently, then you could get, then you would have to, then you might be concerned. Does that make sense?
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Like eventually, yeah. So timing and concentration.
Right. So, and being that they're backups, they likely wouldn't be running for any long period of time. But if they were, you'd have this, you know, and really that comes down to common sense. Don't breathe exhaust. You know, like you, that's
yes, exactly. Kind of... That's exactly it. Yeah.
Okay.
So in addition to this, like if the power goes out and they have to turn them on, yes, that's their main reason. But they have to do maintenance and just check that they're running too. Mm-hmm. So I think they can run them up to 50 hours. I think in a year, the EPA says they can run them up to 50 hours in a year, just to make sure that they're still working.
Okay. You mentioned the EPA, you mentioned the PUC earlier. Who, as a government entity, who is responsible ultimately to make sure that these centers are being built? up to requirements or up to specifications? I mean, what who do they fall under?
Yeah, lots of different jurisdictions. It's not just one, so it gets very complicated. So you're right. They both the electric utilities and the public utility commissions have oversight over their electricity draw, right? Whether or not they can connect to the grid or not. State environmental agencies have permitting power over the air quality around them. So like if they're exceeding air quality laws, then the state can come in and ding them. Also just whether like sometimes the county, so it's unincorporated area, right? It's within the county, not Aberdeen Municipal, sounds like.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay, so like, county would oversee like the initial environmental assessment for where they build in the first place. And then, of course, there's oversight from like state government over various aspects of that too. When it comes to water, if they're not drawing from the municipal tap, there's also usually state or county level water oversight in terms of whether it's groundwater or surface water that they're getting their water from.
Okay. Well, I tell you, you've given some great answers. I really appreciate it. But in a nutshell, as I, don't want to keep you too much longer here, but there are ultimately pros and cons, but you just have to be aware of what those cons can be. But from what I'm hearing, there really isn't anything that should be a huge red flag. There's going to be some pitfalls, obviously, but would you say, is that an accurate assessment?
I mean, I don't know for that particular data center because I just don't know enough of the specifics to say one or the other. But I think what I can say is the more information you have, both from the data center developers about the types of jobs they're offering, where they're hiring from, whether or not they have any agreements either with the county or the state to give back to the community financially. So I don't know if there's any community benefits agreements that apply to this data center. But I think going in with asking key questions about impacts, both good and bad, is the best way forward. And I think, just getting as close to transparency as possible is usually the best way. So
I think I agree.
There's definitely pros and cons.
Okay.
Especially if they help build up your infrastructure and provide good paying jobs and mitigate the use of resources that the rest of the folks nearby also need.
Right. And I mean, that applies to road maintenance and I mean, all kinds of different things that can, be benefited. So, okay. Interesting. I really appreciate your time. I won't keep you much longer, but again, it's been great. You've been, your knowledge is appreciated. And again, like you just mentioned, and that was the whole point, was transparency. I just want to have, somebody from kind of in layman's terms, explain this to people who can listen and go, okay, that makes sense, rather than a bunch of, scientific speak that doesn't resonate. So, but I thank you so much for joining me here this morning and taking some time to share your knowledge, and I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was nice talking with you.